Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of The Whiskey Sticks. I am one of your hosts, Josh, and with me always, Mike and Thomas. And without further ado, let's crack into this episode. Mike, what you drinking?
Bro, I'm drinking the same shit you're drinking. So let's skip around the bush and you just tell the people what you're drinking. I don't know why you gave it to me in the first place.
All right, fair enough. Today, the drink of choice for us will be Woodford Reserves. All right, nice little tasty drink here. Some notes. Yes, those. Vanilla, toffee, caramel, a touch of oak. Some reviewers also find a taste of fig, raisin, a hint of spices. I taste bourbon. That's what taste.
That's fair.
So great drink, though. It has been a minute since I have had Woodford Reserve again, but I like it. I
mean, question.
Yes,
sir. Had you ever had it before you came to Kansas?
Before I came to Kansas, no.
Yeah, somebody put me on was Woodford. Mm-hmm. It's kind of right up there with like Bullet, maybe a hair more expensive, but like around $30, $40 a bottle. Mm-hmm. And it's super good. And it's got a great shelf appeal. It's kind of got a tombstone bottle shape, really flat face in the front, classy font, you know, something that you could put on the shelf and nobody's going to be mad about. I've seen some weird bottles or some creative bottles, I should say. And this is not one of them. This is a very, like, when you think of bourbon, Woodford is that bottle, right?
Simplistic. I like it. Yes, I do like it. Thomas, on to you. What is the drink of choice for you today?
Good evening, gentlemen. It is the run back of the 1835 100 proof bourbon that we had last week. Very, very good stuff. And so nice. I'm going to run it back twice.
There we go. I mean, you can't go wrong with what's good, right? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. All right. So in today's topic, ladies and gentlemen, we will be going over carne asadas. All right. Mexican barbecues, if you will. So in today's topic, and much like myself and Mike today, we actually did head down to the pool. We had ourselves a nice little carne asada down there.
And I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay.
Stop you right there, rookie. Boot, if you will. You're skipping through the paces.
Oh, that is right.
Yeah. Matter of fact, your punishment is, why don't you update the people on socials?
Tell them
where to find you, what we're doing, how we're doing it.
So we're moving along here with stuff and things here. We are in the works with the fitness. Of course, we're keeping the podcast Instagram updated every single podcast that we get. Slowly but surely, we're going to start implementing the gaming as well. And that's going to take, a little bit more coordination with everybody, trying to get those videos recorded and whatnot. But soon and shortly enough, we'll start seeing some more progress, start seeing some videos out there, but all coming in the future. But nonetheless, follow us on the podcast and you'll definitely see plenty of posts there from us. Any comments, concerns you guys have, please let us know. We'd love to respond and love to hear you guys' feedback.
Thomas, you know what time it is because somebody pays attention around here. What could I possibly need from you, Thomas, before we carry on into the carne asada?
Well, guys, this is normally when I fill everyone in on what's going down with Houston sports.
My man!
What Mike likes to call the T-Mex tie-in. Nickname from way back in the day. Anyway, if you are not up to date with everything sports in Houston, I am the guy for you. I can help you with that. I'll start with the Houston Dynamo. They are probably bottom of the food chain when it comes to sports. Not a whole lot of soccer fans. We're working on that. They got to get a dub, get a title, and then, the fans will come. They had two back when nobody knew soccer was a thing. And since then, it's just been slow going. But they're playing really well right now. They got a 3-0 win on Wednesday against NYFC. And it was at Yankee Stadium. So for a Houston team to go into Yankee Stadium and get a dub is very fitting because, if you've been following the Astros, that's what they do. They go over there and they get it done. So speaking of the Astros, segueing right into it, The Astros just finished up a win over the Tampa Bay Rays. So far, they have split the two-game series with them, but have had a really good homestand so far over the last week. They are 31-26 at the moment, and they are, depending on what Seattle does tonight, either a half game back or a half game up in the division, in which they were at the bottom at one point. They've clawed their way all the way back to the top. The Texans have started OTAs. A lot of people are making a big deal out of the fact that CJ Stroud is not throwing the football. Joe Mixon is not there either. And personally, I need them to play in September, not in May. I don't really care that, you know, they're not in a bubble in shorts and a t-shirt, you know, running routes and stuff like that. They're both in attendance, which is good. I think the team's going to be really good. And right now people are just looking for any news they can talk about with the Texans. And the fact that CJ Stroud didn't throw in the football apparently is driving people insane. They really want to see him out there. I will say Davis Mills is running the offense at the moment, and he's doing a pretty good job. So it's good to know that you're going to have a backup that's going to have all the reps right now. And if something were to happen, he would be able to step in. The Rockets, they are in the middle of the offseason, waiting on the NBA draft. They have the 10th pick. A lot of people are speculating that they can make moves with that pick. And you see some of the players start to post pictures with Kevin Durant. Makes you wonder if they're interested in bringing Kevin Durant on board. And we'll see how that goes. And that is the loop for sports. All things Houston. Take it away, Mike.
I got one more sports update. Your boy did join a softball team at work. I had thought it was going to be an E-League softball. If you've ever played slow pitch softball as an adult male, that is a beer league. That is when you show up, you get the drink, you get to shoot the shit with the boys and kind of just vibe out. But what I would later realize is that we are a fill-in team for a D-League, which is not my favorite thing, because a lot of the guys in D-League, you know, obviously phonetically, it's a step up, or alphabetically, whatever you want to say. It's a step up. You go up into like C league is like traveling. We're pretty decent kind of guys. So D league, there's a lot of cats who are in there like, oh, I would be C league. Well, you know, I got a wife and kids. I can't travel like that. So they got to flex that they're decent. Right. And so that was a rough surprise. The next one is this past Wednesday, we had a practice and the, you know, talent on the team was not what I thought it was going to be, you know, in my head. I don't know why I had an expectation. It's not fair to anybody, but I definitely thought we would have a higher floor and we have a lower ceiling and in fact, a lower floor than I had imagined. Now that's not to say we can't play some ball, learn some stuff, teach some people up, but I definitely saw a girl flamingo when the ball came her way. And in any good ball sport, they tell you not to take your eye off the ball. So a flamingo is like one knee straight, the other knee bent. And then the ball, like the, you can see it in the camera, guys, she did this like crane arm to cover her face, chest, you know, the moneymakers, if you will, and was hoping the glove would catch it. Now, mind you, this isn't like a pop fly in the outfield. I was trying to teach her how to pitch. And I was throwing it back as a catcher, right? Like a really soft, meaty ball right to your glove. You just got to put your glove underneath it. It's not a hard catch. So I'm a little worried, a little concerned, but I am not deterred. I will make this team better. I went from playing DH cheerleader to I am apparently now second baseman. And if you know baseball, if you know softball, it's one of the more skilled positions, like shortstop, second base. They're very, you know, active positions. And so in a sense, I was promoted. You know, at work, not at work, but at work, right? Yeah, like yeah. I could hang my hat on that. I was, you know, I made it to the big leagues. They pulled me up to the starting roster. I'm not just, you know, a fill-in guy.
Yeah, so get in there.
I'll keep you updated on the games we win or don't. But
I'm excited for that.
that's what I got going on in Kansas sports. You know.
Oh, there we go. So, yeah.
Now, Josh, if you could take us into the wonderful world of carne asada and other traditional cultural get-togethers, because we're here to cover it all.
So yes, carne asadas, Mexican barbecues, if you will, usually consist of fajitas, so beef skirt steak, so whether that be beef or chicken, as well. Usually another of the main staples that you'll see there are going to be short ribs, which are called costillas in Spanish. You'll have some sausage in there, and with that, the fixings as well, any sort of sauces. You always got your tiers of sauces as well, right? You know, your mild, your medium, your little bit of hot, that, you know, those uncles out there will be like, yeah, pour me a little bit more. Give me, you know, let me feel it. Let me feel something out there, especially, you know, being out there, having a couple with you, a couple of drinks, you know, knocking them back, having a good time, you know, with the boys, with the family. It's always a great time. Also something else, you know, the guacamole, right? The rice, the beans, you know, everything like that. We kept it nice and simple here today. We just had some beef skirt steak, two different kinds, actually. I was very curious to see what would be the difference from the two. Found my favorite, though.
That's weird. I don't know that I've ever seen skirt steak in it, the carne asada.
Yeah, that's called, those are the fajitas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think I've ever seen skirt steak. Yeah. Kyle.
Oh, well, I need a I need a translate for the people out
there. Hey, Connor, did you bring the waffles to the asada?
Hey, Billy Bob, get over here real quick. But we had some of that. We had some costillas, some short ribs as well, and we, you know, we had a great time. We had some of those humex Mexican drinks out there. Had a great time by the pool. All hung out. It was nice. It was nice. We enjoyed ourselves. But the main purpose, right, of a carne asada is bring everybody together, right? You know, family, friends, hang out, have a good time. I mean, when you really think about it, this is something that probably happens weekly, right? If not, definitely one time, you know, one time out of the month for sure.
You know, the comunidad.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the community gets together. We have a great time. You know, we all have fun. And so, you know, it's a fun little take there on some of the carne asada that, you know, we'll be having over here. A little backstory, you know, of what it's about.
Thomas, your thoughts on the carne asada that goes down in Texas? This Kansan over here serving skirt steak.
Well, I got to translate for the people.
I just like to point out how bougie Josh has become. Because he leaves Texas, and now instead of having marinated chicken in there with your fajitas. No, we got two different kinds of fajitas. We got that kind of money. We don't even have chicken anymore. We're too bougie for friggin' the red chicken that is a staple in any carne asada. And I'm blown away. I don't know what else to say.
I mean, to be fair, I was debating about getting it. I'm not gonna lie to you, but
because I had a little extra money in my pocket, I'm like, this chicken could be happening.
He didn't even want to talk about it. He's like, look, that was my past. It was behind me now. Now it's like, if it's not ribs, sausage, and every other kind of meat other than the poor-ass chicken.
You know, I mean, you yard bird. Yeah, he said, I'm not serving no yard bird, right?
Let it go on my grill.
Yeah, right.
And to be fair, you know, it's usually the red marinated whole chicken before the fajita. You know,
to be fair, he flexed on me subtly as I made my bourbon earlier. You know, I poured it over ice. That's a complicated recipe for me. And he's like, yeah, you know, when you spend $100 in mi pueblito, they give you like free jaritos. You know, like they give you some 2-liter jaritos and you can take them home. I didn't pay for them. They gave them to me because I spent so much money.
Oh, you bought him.
Like subtle flex.
Yeah, technically. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That price markup, they were over here like, yep.
And he didn't get no regular corn tortillas for tacos. He got like flour burrito tortillas. Like they were the biggest tortillas you could have found. Like, yeah. He was flexing.
Because I thought you were going to tell me he made them homemade and then turned them into chips while he was there, you know, off to the side.
Actually, he ground the bones of the chicken, threw away the meat, and then made tortillas the old-fashioned way.
God dang it.
So, I mean, I know back in Texas, Tanya runs the shop these days. She is the cook that throws down. And it's a bit more modernized, right? The carne asada isn't always, you know, your fajitas, your yard bird, and maybe some sausage and costillas, nothing crazy like that. Like, she'll do some ribs up or something, and she'll make all the sides and all the fixings. Like, I 100% believe that they remodeled their kitchen so that they could throw a bigger, better asada for the fam. And, like, you know, Josh's family would come out. Obviously, my family's there. They would have friends over. you know, my brother-in-law's family would come out sometimes, and like we drink, we kick it, we have a good time. Sometimes we have a bad time. It is what it is. You can't shoot 100% from the field. Last time I went down there when Josh was trolling, is what we'll call it. I passed out of my underwear in the upstairs office. Like it was, you know, it happens. I did end up just, you know, viewers at home, I did make it down to the couch where I was supposed to be. But, you know, I did live there for a little bit in that office. So I think my brain defaulted, you know, autopilot to the same spot. And we passed out. But, yeah, we went in on some liquor that night. It was a good time.
Oh, yeah, that muscle memory.
To be fair, it does not have to get that far. I was at the same carne asada and did leave all my clothes on and made it home.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a lot less fun.
You don't have to turn up to the levels of Josh and Mike. Just know that there are levels, and they are at the top somewhere.
Now,
yeah,
I mean, I'm not going to give you Thomas's guide to ducking drinks. I'm not going to give you that right now. I take him to the face like a champ. You know, yeah. I own that. I do what I got to do. I am who I am. What's that, Kid Cudi? I'm just what you make. And sometimes you got to take a drink.
There is a difference between ducking drinks and seek and destroy. Mike is literally looking for the next drink post haste.
No, sometimes you got to go into Tanya's cabinet and find a bottle. Yep. And why ain't you open this one yet? Ew, that was from the funeral. Don't care. Let's get it. Like, run it. So, and like, I'm just out here making, you know, magical moments. That's what it
is. Trying to have a good time, making sure everybody's happy, you know, most importantly, ourselves. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, I mean, I agree with that. You know, go out there, have a good time. I mean, we, you know, we work for a reason, right? Work to, so we could have that one moment of freedom and, you know, completely go all out, you know?
Oh, it's a vicious cycle. You work, you go ball out on the carne asada, get the strip steak of your dreams. And you're like, damn, how am I broke? I got to get back to work.
Skirt.
Yeah. Oh,
so I was like, speaking of that, I was actually thinking about getting. Bring in an A5 Wagyu brisket to 4th of July.
Shut the fuck up. What is an A5? I thought that was like a military vessel. An A5 Wagyu brisket.
So it goes when it hits the grill.
I think it's the A10 brisket. It's a little more expensive.
Check the price already. We might have to pull into
the community fund. Yeah. He'll start generating some ad revenue. So if you guys can hang tight while we run this ad footage.
Yeah.
These are the same guys be like, you know what? I really can't go out tonight. It kind of went a little hard because I put the A5 Wagyu on the grill.
Look, you could either put the A5 Wagyu on the grill or we go down to Power Light and spend the money in a bunch of different places. It's really how you want to cut that cookie.
Stop.
They don't close for another 3 hours. We got the time.
We do have the time.
But we don't have the heart.
And that's our episode of
Whiskey. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, that would be the best way to end a Whiskey Sticks episode is walking up to the bar. But no, so for me, it's always been this, you know, like I said, a gathering, right? Like you see friends, you see family, and you catch up. You see what the kids are doing. You know, the cousins get to play. I remember hating seeing Josh and his brothers. Like, these nerds, they're all overweight. They look like they ate healthy all the time. And I'm over here just scraggly, scrawny, bony, hungry, waiting for my plate. You know, so, yeah, right. And that takes us to, you know, another episode where Josh talks about coming over, hanging out with us and sucking it up in video games. And it was the asada, you know, that's how we were kicking it. Mm-hmm. So that would always bring families together, especially, 100%. You know, Hispanic families. But I would like to bring up the fact that it's not just an us thing, you know, even though si se puede, always. You got other cultures that do it. Like there's the cookout, you know.
Yes,
when you get invited to the cookout, that's a prestigious honor. I'd like to shout out to all the gingers in the world who were recently invited by default. So congrats, you get to go. I would Google some dishes. I hear pig's feet. That's the way to go.
Some collard greens are always
good. Yeah, collard greens. Is that the word that comes to your mind, Josh?
Well, they're good. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, I mean, go for it, dog. Mustard greens, collard greens.
Yeah.
All of them.
Put some neck bones. Little bit of bacon
in. Why don't you put some barbecue sauce on a steak plank? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you talking about? So, Thomas, have you ever attended a carne asada from another culture, like a cookout or anything like that, or whatever, you know, the Caucasians are doing these days. I think it's a Cracker Barrel run. I don't know.
I've had been to a couple different cookouts where you know, there was some soul food in there. I've been to some cookouts where it was like traditional barbecue, and you know, they spent 12 hours on a brisket, and you're like, oh my God, you know, they were up all night drinking, telling stories, and then, you know, noon comes and it's like this thing came from, you know, that pit. So I will say this though, every one of them that I've been to, no matter what the culture, flavor, whatever, you know, there was always something that was like, I wanted to go back for that. You know what I mean? So for me, I'm always down for the get down, whatever the case may be, because you always see people like step it up a notch, whether it's, you know, we talked about Tanya throwing down, you know, you're always going to get her best effort on those. When the fam's coming through, she up a notch. My good buddy, Mike Sanders, I went and spent some time with his family at a cookout, and they threw it up a notch. You know, Uncle Heath, Aunt Michelle, they threw down on a brisket. I'm telling you, up a notch. And those things are, you know, you pay top dollar if you went to a restaurant or whatever to try to get that same thing, and it's in your backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's one of the ones I've not been invited to yet. That's on my bucket list. Is like one of them. What is it called? Like, it's like a family get together, like a family reunion. That's what I want to go to. That's on my bucket list, bro.
You trying to get you a cousin?
I'm just saying. I just want to go to the family reunion one time, see what's good. Like
not my fam. So
what we doing? We doing, you know, maybe link up with the kids, play some flag football, show them what's up.
Oh, okay, take it easy.
Hey, I'm just saying, dude. Like, hey,
because I know you down. Want one back.
They get to. I'll tackle a child. You already know, dude. I got no love. I know with my my nephews, they. We'll throw the football around, you know, we'll kick soccer ball, whatever. Like, they just find stuff in the yard that I didn't even know was out there. And they're like, oh, Teal Mike, let's play horse. All right, bet.
Yeah, they keep challenging you.
And then shout out to Luis. I've never cheated at basketball. I'm only like 5 foot tall. I've never cheated. All them buckets are clean. And if you call a foul on a dude that's 5 foot tall, you already know you're wrong.
Says something about you.
Yeah, it's all clean. It's all clean down here, big dog. I can see the floor. It's right there. It's clean. So, I mean, another thing I'd like to mention is that carne asada is not just a gathering. It is also a dish, right? Mm. That, you know, when you hear that term, that's what you think of, like asada fries, you know, or carne asada plate, which is a traditional Mexican dish composed of marinated skirt steak. Right, Josh?
Yes, sir.
Or,
hold on, you clowned on him when you were going to use the word skirt steak?
Yeah, no, 100%, dude. It's the ultimate setup. Yeah, I got to bury him and then let it marinate, you know. Or they also have flank steak that has been grilled and thinly sliced. The term carne asada in Spanish translates to roasted or grilled meat in English. That's why it's important to recognize that. In Mexico, carne asada refers to how the beef is cooked rather than a specific recipe. So I could go on and read more of this information that was prepared by our producer, Taylor. And it says that Let's see. The beef would either be eaten by itself, Josh, looking at you, or stuffed into a corn tortilla by hungry ranchers. And I don't know. There's something about that sentence, stuffed into a tortilla. Yeah, right? Like, I don't know that I've ever, you know, maybe I load up a tortilla. It kind of makes me think, like, how do I, you know, verbalize what I'm doing with this tortilla and this meat? Like, I, you know, I'm making a taco. That's it. You know, I'm not stuffing a tortilla, you know, for hungry ranchers. But, and that was another, you know, that's the big deal, right? So many people find themselves wondering who invented the carne asada and where this method of grilling beef came from in the first place. In fact, there are both Latin American and Mexican versions. And carne asada is among a host of other regional dishes that boast a long history. So with so many ranchers and cattle in the area by the 1500s, right, all the way back in the day, before Thomas was born, for reference, beef became one of the most popular sources of protein across the country. Soon after, a close relative to the carne asada we know today was created by grilling beef over a fire and thinly slicing it. That's common, thinly sliced, bro. You can't have thick sliced meat. You got to have thin sliced meat. So sometimes toppings were added, closely resembling the carne asada tacos served today. a century long story short, from what we know about the earliest versions of carne asada, today's version has not trailed far from its roots. It's a popular way to gather family and friends, kind of like the ranchers did back in the day, and loved ones share a meal together. But yeah, so I think that that's, you can look into any culture. I don't care if you're, you know, Hawaiian, you know, they got the luau, like that's, oh, that's a, yeah, that's a big one, right? Like,
I want to go to one of
Thomas,
those.
You've been to Hawaii, yeah?
I've been laid.
I've not. your boy is laidless. Yeah. You know, I'm a laid version.
Mai tais out of the pineapple.
And I think a big thing that they do is they roast the pig, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, and then Moto likes you. I mean, know that part. That part's,
you know, you've important. Seen all the shows, it sounds like. All you gotta do is go.
I really
there.
Have.
Yeah, just gotta go experience.
Sure. Yeah, you know, The Rock really brought Hawaii to my attention as a place. I just thought that it was like a Disneyland for a long time. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a whole state. They have people. So Pacific Islanders and shit. If there are any Pacific Islander listeners, I'm not talking shit, and you don't know where to find me, so figure it out.
Hit the DMs. I got you.
I want to say there's a lot of traditions like that. Like, I don't know if you guys know any Asian carne asadas that get out there. Like, I know they ball out for like Chinese New Year, but I don't know if they have like a familial get together like that. I'm sure they do.
I
don't know, but whenever they show up at the potlucks with the lumpia, sign me up for the whole tray.
The whole tray. Damn,
they're so good. They're so good.
Lumpia?
How do I describe it? It's like an egg roll, but it's not. It's way better. Okay, it's without all the trash.
Oh, yeah, I just have all the good stuff.
You mean meat vegetables?
Yes. Meat and more meat.
Ground pork, onions, carrots, and seasonings. Egg and egg roll wrapper. Lumpia. Okay, with whatever that sauce is. It's like Pacific Islander, Vietnamese, whatever. Mm-hmm. So good. So good.
Freaking so. I mean,
Some of my military buddies put their girlfriends, moms, whatever, put me on it. Every time.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely want to go to one of those Hawaiian ones. I went to this place out in Lubbock, Texas, actually, and they had some Hawaiian food. And so they give you white rice, right? And on top of that, they smother it with these like thin square, right, beef skirt steaks, right, marinated and everything. And
that's your fajitas.
Tortilla. Yeah, fajitas. And that is your tortilla. You use that to grab the rice and just freaking keep, you know, stuffing it down. I'm just like, God dang, this is so good. Like, I couldn't have enough of it. Like I'll tell you that much. I definitely want to at some point go back over there, find the place, you know, and definitely give me some more of that. Because, yeah, that Hawaiian barbecue was phenomenal.
I think he's just talking about Hawaiian bros, and he was on a trip of some kind. He's like, this is a great cultural gathering.
Definitely. The Hawaiian bros is not up there on the charts. I'll tell you that, John.
Okay.
If we were sponsored, different story. You know, hit us up. But as of right now, bottom of the barrel.
You look like you eat at Mo Betta's, Josh. That's what you look like.
What's Mo Betta's?
The Lesser Hawaiian Bros. That's what it is.
See, I didn't even know what it was.
That's the Hawaiian Bros we got at home.
Yeah. We got McDonald's at home. For those of you that know, that you know.
So in recent history, my history, not y'all's history, my sister will do this thing that every time I come into town, she wants to go to Jinya Ramen. And I don't even think she's a big fan of ramen. I think she just knows that I am. And that when I come into town, we go there. Everybody kind of, you know, ponies up. We all ride in and have us some ramen, which is a traditional Japanese dish. And I think Jinya does a very good job. I actually work with a ton of Japanese expats on my day-to-day, on my 9-to-5. And they say Jinya Ramen is their favorite place to eat in Kansas. As far as Japanese cuisine goes, they also throw down like this Japanese style fried chicken that it has a name. I'm not going to try and say it, but it's really good. I've had it. I think it's delicious. I didn't know it was special when I ate it because I'm a garbage disposal. I will eat whatever is put in front of me. I know that there's a dish. We're talking about takoyaki. Y'all know what that is?
No, but we're not talking
about what is it, Josh? Talk to me.
Octopus balls.
Yeah, it is. Not their actual testicles. They like bundle it up in a meatball of sorts. No, I feel like Thomas, you say squid balls, he's thinking it. He's looking at me like, So I don't know, though. It's
I'm not sure the listeners, me. Like, they have testicles? Like...
Yeah, you know, and that's another Google search. Feel free, if you're bold enough, to look it up.
Just put that in your browser.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm sure it's mixed in with one of the 8 hearts that it has.
I'm sure you won't get anything, you know, right. X-rated.
I'm sure you won't get anything for that.
And another tradition that some people might be more acquainted with is ye old potluck. When we talked about what Caucasian people do, it's called the potluck, and they've bastardized it and abused it in the workplace. Like, they're like, instead of throwing a pizza party, you guys throw your own damn pizza party. We're going to make it zesty and provide the meat. And you guys bring the sides, the sodas, the breads, the desserts, whatever. We've done that at my job, and everybody thought it was a great idea, and I hated it. Like, I'd rather the company, you know, shell out some money for us to get food catered in. But they're like, oh, it's cool. We'll just save $1, you know, provide the meat, and y'all provide everything else. Then you got to kind of, like, play, like, what's that game? Minesweeper with sides. Like, this could be fire. It could be bad. I don't know. But we're about to find out. We've all been there. I mean, maybe not Josh. He doesn't look like the potluck kind of guy.
Well, so one thing that differs from your place to our place is –
We make more money.
Besides that, y'all's place actually provides the meat. We have to provide everything for our potluck. So usually, you know, the supervisors will provide all the higher stuff, so the meat and stuff like that, and then all the other associates.
Wait a damn second. The meat and stuff like that. Let's zoom into stuff like that. What is not meat that is also provided that is stuff like that? I'm just kind of curious.
Just the higher tier items, if you
would. No. I need answers, sir. I zoomed in. I want to know what and stuff like that is.
So for an example, we're going to be having a taco potluck, taco night, if you will.
Is it on a Tuesday?
It's actually on Wednesday.
Sacrilege.
Yeah, I know, people. But, you know, so all the supervisors, they're in charge of providing different types of meat. We have ground meat so far. We're going to have some beef skirt steak, some fajita as well. Somebody's also going to provide chicken. And then some of the...
Not yard bird, bro. You don't eat yard bird.
Some other of the supervisors are going to provide some person's bringing all the sides. So that is like onion, cilantro, sour cream.
I wouldn't call that a side. What would you call that, Thomas? Sides.
Garnish.
The toppings, if you will.
Very well. I mean, yeah, you're guessing.
No one's going to get a side of cilantro.
True. Yeah. The garnish.
What's that green on your plate, cilantro? I love it.
I eat it by itself, yeah.
it's the taco stuff, you know, the tactically added conditional options, you know, taco stuff.
Yeah, and I'm usually, like, associates, they'll bring stuff like, you know, sodas, you know, paper plates. They'll bring cups, napkins, stuff like that, you know, stuff that they don't have to spend so much
money on. Stuff like that. There you go. Can you explain what stuff like that means?
Forks, knives.
No, I'm trolling you because I saw a movie. It's like The Nice Guys. Have y'all seen that one? Where, like, Ryan Gosling plays, like, a detective. And he's in there with some dude, Russell Crowe.
Can't say I have. Please tell us more.
So, no, he has a daughter, Ryan Gosling does, and she's all like, oh, God, there were whores and stuff. He's like, hey, just say there were whores. Don't say and stuff. It's like a bad habit that you have to say and stuff or stuff like that. And so I'm trolling because I watched it, and it made me laugh because as you said it, like, and stuff, like, you may as well say et cetera, so on and so on. Like it's open-ended.
You're still going to troll me with that.
I will. It's a bad habit all the same. Just say what you mean or don't say it at all. Like, if you're out of options and you want to bolster it, find more options.
Forks, spoons, knives.
Cutlery, Josh? You could call it.
Welcome to Conversation by Mike, brought to you by Mike and Josh.
Yes. No, we do this all the time. Not even just on like the podcast. We do this every day. Like, he'll say something, it'll like irk me and stuff. And yeah, I have to correct the bad behavior.
So you mean what grinds your gears?
Yes. What grinds my gears. But yeah, so Have you guys any carne asada stories? You know, like, or even gathering stories. Like, you know, you meet up, hang out, things didn't go as planned, or things went better than planned. Not all stories have to be bad stories.
Not all bad stories. Well, I mean, I really like the time. Well, we went down there for, it was in Cinco de Mayo for one of the kiddos' birthday at the beach house. You know, we went out there, had a good time. I thought that was a lot of fun because, you know, we got to play a lot of cornhole. And at this time, right, hadn't played so much cornhole. I'm getting tips and tricks from everybody, which I thought was really cool. Had a great time. Oh, that's the same time that the Jarritos actually ended up dropping. And we're all like, man, these are great. These are bangers, right? And then later on, you know, come to find out they have so much sugar. You know, it was probably why we were all having stomach pains.
Look, I just want to point out your liver is looking at your stomach like, bitch, get in line. Like, you don't get to complain about sugar. He keeps pounding alcohol, and I can only process so much at a time.
It's doing its job, I'll tell you that much. It's definitely working overtime. You know, thank God, you know, with this bill passing, you know, overtime's free now. So we're good.
I don't think your liver's getting the benefits.
It's free. I'm sure it translates.
Just no, sure doesn't. Somehow. But another example of a carne asada and a story that I will tell where, you know, I'll admit, maybe I had too much to drink. And I know that's like... That's like, we don't talk about that. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. We went in with a bad plan, and it worked perfectly. Beach house, maybe 3 years ago, 2 years ago, something like that.
It's the same one that Josh was just talking about.
Same one, yeah.
Yeah, same one. Okay. But he didn't tell the story, though. So this has multiple layers. It's like an onion, you know?
Wait for the fam to hear this
Shrek
one.
Right. So... we go down there. It's me, my ex, Josh, and Pablo, and we are a squad. We are a tight-knit unit at this point. We went in with a plan, and Josh had a side quest to kind of find as many different drinking options as he could find, with the Jarritos being included in all their high sugar, and we tasted all of them. There were four different flavors in the, you know, variety pack. I also feel like that's a ploy to get me to drink more. Hey, here's a 12-pack. Four different flavors that you've never had. You're going to have to try them all at least once to see which one your favorite is. And then you kill the other two and you're kind of on an island. Either way, that's a great for another day. We were drinking, having a great time. What Josh say? Playing cornhole and stuff. And
to be fair, a key element you missed in this, your ex was making phenomenal friggin' Jello shots that we felt we had to do multiples of.
Yeah, we had a lot of them. She was the queen of Jello shots, and I still troll her to this day about her hateful Jello shots. She's like, it's just what the recipe says, 50-50. I said, yeah, but I feel like you're using like good vodka, and it hits a little harder.
Yeah. And then, which I don't know if you were going to get to or not, but I'm going to go ahead and jump the gun.
Oh, no, I'm here for it. Collaborative storytelling.
There was a bottle of moonshine.
Oh. Hey, I was going to get there. That's okay, a big okay, part okay, of my
okay,
downfall.
Okay. As long as we're clear, because while I did drink, I do remember all of it.
Yeah, no, for sure. So I did drink a lot. And then there was an introduction of a bottle of moonshine. Now, something you might not know about me, and I'll tell you right now.
Before you get there, I dominated at cornhole. Both of y'all can dominate.
To be fair, nobody remembers. And so the bottle was introduced, and I am a prideful little guy. I am. Like, I'm being honest. I'm just telling you what it is. If you hand me a bottle and somebody challenges my gangster, I will put that bottle down.
You will.
There's definitely a video out there of this happening.
No, it's not. It was on a Snapchat story, and that has since expired. Evidence deleted.
Sure, I'll send it to you later.
So that's the story of another time. It's not a carne asada at all, but it's a bad story all the same. So
hold on. Tanya threw down. There was good food there.
I'm saying Josh's birthday was not a carne asada. Oh, we paid $50 for taco balls. We don't want to talk about it.
Different story, different time.
Right. Anyways, I put down a very healthy amount of moonshine to prove a point because I took a sip and my uncle – who, you know, Chris, he's out there somewhere, told me, yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Good for him. So he was like, man, that wasn't no sip. So I kill half the bottle or jar, I think is the correct term.
Yes.
I kill half the jar, hand it back to him, like, your turn, and walk off. I don't even know that he ever drank it. I did not confirm, but that's on me. So I head back down. We continue to drink. And then my body starts to disassociate a little bit. Just a little bit.
Disassemble.
Long story short, I had a moment of weakness. And I may or may not have been in the Gulf of Mexico in tears, just hanging out like you do. I mean, I feel like a lot of people cry in the ocean. That happens. And my dad joins me. My cousin joins me. And we're all in a big circle crying. We love each other. I like to think I wasn't the only drunk guy out there. But I did replace my dad's boots eventually. Like, he doesn't like the boots I gave him. They're better, but he doesn't like them. And
only complained about needing a new pair of boots for about 2 years. So
he had had those boots in his possession. I don't want to hear it. He doesn't like those boots.
He wore the damn boots anyway, but said, he needs to replace them. I was like,
no, you're 100% right.
Around the toe so he can keep them going. I'm like,
and they fit like tennis shoes, and the other ones don't feel as good. I've heard the stories.
Oh, yeah. You got to break them in, though. Like, with any new, boots that you got in, you do have to break them in. Because, I would much rather go to my good old, dailies. Then, having to break in the new ones. And
Josh, you got one pair of boots. I want to hear shit from you.
You know what? I am going to go cry. I'll be right back.
Well, there's no ocean. There's no ocean nearby.
We got a pool.
You're going to have to cry in the shower like an adult.
Fair enough.
But yeah, and that was one of those, when things don't go as planned that it got in the salad. I definitely blamed my ex-girlfriend because we went on a walk on the beach. And then I was like, you know what seems like a fun time? The ocean.
You want to know a fun fact about that story that I did not share? I got blamed for that. I was supposedly mom.
Oh, that's right.
Our mom.
You weren't in the ocean crying.
No, she said I was supposed to take the moonshine from you, and I was supposed to take the shot.
Yeah, thanks.
And I looked around and I said, why?
I did.
No man left behind. No man left behind.
She was like, if you would have drank that, he would have drank that much. And I'm like, are you serious right now?
I love her. Thanks, Mom. High five. High five. I am the baby. It couldn't have possibly been my fault.
Supposed to take care of him.
Story of my friggin' life.
But
to be fair,
you should be dumber than him, so he can't be dumb.
Thank you. Is that too much to ask? That's all I'm saying. Look at Josh. He makes all the mistakes, so Pablo doesn't have to.
Wow.
Fair enough. It's called wisdom.
Somewhere Pablo's like, I'm not, I know.
That he's going to listen to this. He's like, yeah, checks out.
right? He's like, yeah, sure, right?
To be fair, though, that moonshine was tasty.
Gasoline. It was gasoline is what it was.
No, it was great. So, whenever I got some.
Burned your nose hairs, dog. It was gasoline. And I know it was gasoline. I drank it anyways. I was
kicking it back, so much so until Chris actually physically took it off of me and be all like, bro, this is moonshine. I'm all like, it's great. Thank you.
So let me ask you a question, Josh.
Not chugged.
Yeah, this is going to turn into an interview, Josh. Would you say that you had a good experience with that moonshine?
I have to say that I did.
You did. Now, did you also kiss a second cousin?
Whoa!
Or two.
First of all. Nobody here in this story was related to me. No blood correlation whatsoever. I would put that out there. All right, for the viewers.
For Thomas, who may or may not know the story.
So to be clear, we're never taking Josh to a family reunion.
Okay? Yeah, no, because he's trying to reune with the family.
All right, to be fair, the family's trying to reune with me.
Yeah, 100%. You're always like, I'm the victim. No.
You're distant family.
I'm so cute. They must be wanting
Doesn't your mom and dad listen to this?
Yes, they do.
I'm sorry.
I can't think of her name off the top of my head right now, but Junior sister. Yes. Look at Thomas's face. Y'all can't see it right now, but yes.
All right, first of all, she attacked me.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, you're twice her size. You were fat back then.
That too. And look at me.
To be fair, I've seen her cut her eyes at me too, so I get you, Josh. I get you.
Oh, her name is Brenda. Thank you. That helped because when she gets to drinking. But also Faith now.
It was just
Faith? Yes! Josh does not have boundaries, bro. Doctors beyond borders. He does not care. He is serving salchich in every direction.
First of all, I told her to stay away.
To be fair, he didn't know that they weren't actually related until after the fact.
First of all, not to me. Okay.
He didn't know that until after the fact. Do not go to a family function and try and make out with people.
I didn't.
Oh, okay. Two women overpowered him. You are 0-2. So you are a bitch on both accounts.
I was in a vulnerable state at the time. Vulnerable state,
he says.
I'm sorry. I'm a lover, not a fight.
Yeah, no, yeah, we get you.
I mean, I don't know. Birthday was different.
right? That's a different bad story.
Great time.
You were there as well. Maybe you are my downfall. Who knows?
Wait, first of all, you can't put your problems on me.
I sure can.
I saw
you hand me the bottle of Ciroc. What are you talking about?
First of all, I went to go put it down.
No, you handed it to me. I saw the video evidence. It was a shovel pass to me.
It was more so like get it away from me, not a hey, it's your turn.
Yeah, no, it was all bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are the type of conversations you can expect to have at a get together, a throwdown, a carne asada, because chances are some questionable ish will happen.
Yes. And ladies and gentlemen, also, if you are loving this sort of content, we are, you know, in the works to release a 100 proof where you will hear more of our
shameless plugs.
Yeah. More of a uncensored, unfiltered self of ourselves, just kind of ranting.
Self of ourselves. And I'll address that in 100 proof. Self of ourselves. That is.
Yeah.
Prophetic, to say the least.
But yeah, that was a fun night, to say the least.
To say the least.
All in all, we all had fun. We all drank too much that night. But
he's speaking for a lot of people, isn't he?
Yeah, for everybody here, I'm sure.
I think one of them was like 18. You're speaking for a lot of people.
Yeah, one of them was 18, one of them was 38. I went 10 up, 10 down. Whatever.
I don't think Faith was 18 at that time.
She was.
Yeah, she was.
She was. I tried to attack that.
I thought she turned 18 like 2 weeks later or something like that.
I hope not.
I mean, say please. I'll keep the facts that I know and we'll move forward.
I mean, naturally, I mean, you know, 17 and 350.
Did you card? Did you card, Josh? Did that happen?
I did not. But she was drinking.
Oh, no.
To be fair, family functions, literally, you can be 12 and have a drink.
That is true. As long as the guardian gives consent, they can drink. That is true.
Look, if you ask the guardian, if you catch him on the side slipping, and be like, hey, you should have a drink. Join my problems.
True.
I will say all of my sister's kids are lame. They do not drink.
That's not true. Luis does.
Not really. That last time, a little bit.
He does. But a little bit. What do you expect from your 16-year-old nephew with the mom with the iron hand?
She ain't never touched that kid. He's baby. What does she call him? Like Tater or something like that? Papas? Yeah, potato. Because he's papas.
I for her to hear this.
I hope she's listening. God. I hope so. Her and Scrap papas.
Scrap this podcast. It's cursed already.
No, absolutely not. I will not. This gets published right after. I don't know how to say no.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah,
gotta give them what they want.
Now, what I don't have is a Thomas story.
Ooh, what kind of Thomas something story? The 100 proof variety? I have those, but they're not suitable for this show.
you can give them like an 80 proof.
Save those. PG-13, you can throw one F-bomb in there. Yeah.
Depends on who's listening, if it's PG-13 or not.
My God.
Let's see. A time when I went above and beyond. Okay. Get together, right? I will tell the story.
I'm here for it.
This is back in my military days.
I remember them well.
One of my supervisors bought a brand new house. Loved the house. And he was like, guys, I want to have a badass housewarming. And he's like, you know, trying to think of all the things. He just got married. So him and his wife, it was just them, no kids. You know, it's going to have half the squadron show up to the crib, right?
No.
This dude took his, like, dining room area, turned it to a full-on bar. got the actual bar, put a TV behind there, put shelving, made it look like, you know, you were at a bar. And he was like, look, all I want y'all to do is bring bottles for the bar. And I mean, they barbecued. It was hot dogs and hamburgers because it was a little bit more of the Caucasian variety. But, you know.
No skirt steaks for you.
No flank steaks were found. But it wasn't about that. It was about the bar, right? The food was because we were all about to get down. Badass beer pong table. I had a legendary beer pong shot off this chick's face into the cup. It was on YouTube. I'll send the link.
Like, yeah, it was in like, you know, 360p, but it's on there.
Hey, well, I mean, we're talking 2005. So, you know, things have changed since then. We go in there. They have like one of those mini water coolers full of vodka, like serving vodka. They have this like chalkboard up there. Everybody's doing shots. I mean, ridiculous amounts of liquor consumed, alcohol and liquor consumed in that night. Me and a buddy of mine, you know, we're drinking, partying, whatever. And I'm like in line to get into the bathroom. Can't get inside. You know, there's like the line is like 5-6 people deep. So I run outside. My boy's like, yo, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. I'm over here, you know, relieving myself.
Conducting business.
Yeah. He's like, well, if you're going to do that, you might as well do it on this car here. He goes, that's what I'm going to do. I said, you know what? Game on. So I went to the next one over. Turns out that was one of the supervisor's girlfriend's car that I was fixing to go on a trip with the following day. Oof. White girl wasted. Had to get help getting home. Lady took me home. Crashed out. Don't know my name. One of the few times I've been like unresponsible, just all the way gone, right?
There we go.
And I wake up the next morning to a phone call. And it's like 10 o'clock. And I had to be at the squadron dress, ready to go on a TDY. You know, we're going to fly for 2 weeks. I think we went to Scotland. We went to a couple of different places. And I get a phone call from my buddy. He's like, hey, do you know what you did last night? I was like, no. What do you mean? I mean, I drank. We had a party. We had a good time. Like, I get home. Yeah, everything was cool. Get into a wreck. He's like, no. He's like, you pissed all over Laddie Cone's girlfriend's car. And they caught you. And I'm like, this dude was like borderline MMA fighter, right? Back when it was like, I can't even remember what the brand was that everybody was wearing with like the gloves. What was that? What was that very first MMA brand?
Hayabusa, I think, something like that.
Maybe, I don't know. It was something. But this dude was in it before it was big and was wrestling. His jiu-jitsu was crazy. People didn't talk to this guy a lot. Great guy. I love him to death. But at the time, there was a healthy fear of him. Like, if you pissed him off, he was going to mess you up. Mm-hmm. So my buddy's like, hey, he's looking for you. I'm like, what do you mean? We're supposed to fly together. He goes, you don't want to fly with him today. He's pissed off. So I get my flight suit on and I go into work. And I am terrified that this dude is going to mess me up. This MMA fighter is going to go and mess me up. I get to the plane. I'm trying to do all. I go get the tools. I do all the things you got to do to get the plane ready to go before. Try to do it out in front of him. He rolls up, stone cold killer, no emotion, not talking, just standing there. Hey, Sergeant Cohen, what's up? Nothing. Crickets. And I'm like, is there anything you need me to do? Nothing. Crickets. Damn. And he's like, sit down. And I'm like, it's on this airplane, on the flight line by ourselves. There's no one coming to save me. Like, because when you're flying a plane, the two crew chiefs, that's your responsibility. Everybody else, unless you call them, they don't come to the plane. So you're literally there all alone. And he goes, had a little bit of fun last night, did you? I was like,
yes, Dad.
A little bit. He's like, you know what you did? I was like, not really. He goes, good. Because if you knew what you did, this would be a lot worse. He goes, I'm supposed to mess you up. I told my girl I was going to mess you up. I was like, why? She's like, you peed all over her car. He said, she was really upset. I had to go get it washed. I was like, I'll pay for the wash, whatever, blah, blah, blah. He goes, no. He goes, but on this trip, we're going to do some drinking. We're going to do some partying, and you're going with me. Because I intend to test you. And we're in Scotland drinking scotch, neat, hot, gasoline. And I'm just over there green. And he's over there, yeah, get him another one. And I never puked so bad in my whole life.
Ooh. So you got out easy.
Yeah, to be fair.
I was going to say, dude took you to Scotland, you drank, and you had a buddy hyping you up the whole time. I've definitely not made it out of all of my adventures like that.
He definitely did the whole, like
big bro thing.
You're going to learn your lesson. Yeah,
he did the fear tactic, and then was like, ah, it's cool, it happens, you know. But it was like that whole day, that whole first day, I lived in fear.
And then
the next like 5 days, I drank my liver into submission. Like I didn't want to see another alcoholic beverage for like weeks after, because it was like I wasn't ready. In hindsight, he has educated me to the point where I'll dabble now where I would not before. But
he said, I don't ever want to see Jameson again. Kiss my ass.
No, it wasn't even Jameson. It was like Scotland's version. It was Al Jazeera and all these top expensive scotches that are like,
I think 12, he just named a news station.
Maybe. I'll never forget that bottle because I was sick looking at it.
Oh my God. That's freaking insane.
Yeah, no, I've definitely made a mistake or two in my day. When I was in California, military times, we used to throw house parties at my buddy Joey's house all the time. Before we actually moved in, we're roommates, we used to throw like house parties in his above ground basement, which sounds like an above ground pool because it feels that way. In California, they flood, so they don't have like real basements. They got like these concrete buildings underneath your house that are like ground level. And so we would throw huge like bangers and like play beer pong, do karaoke. Hookah was big then. This is like circa 2011, 2012, that area. And like, I know that I was working one day and they're like, yo, we're throwing down at the house. I was like, all right, bet. I'm on my way. Say less. I show up straight uniform, pop the top off. So we're with like cargo pants and like a Santee, and we're drinking a little bit. I'm trying to like catch up a little bit. I did not eat on the way home, but at some point I go change. I you know, steal a pair of cargo shorts from a buddy of mine. And so we drink for another hour or two, maybe three. I'd say three, probably closer to three, because I probably got there around 7:30, 8 o'clock, and by midnight lights were out. I drank myself into a quick blackout phase and continued on like you do when you black out. You know, the credits roll, but you're like still going. And next thing I know, I wake up, I'm in my boxers and I'm in bed with this chick I know, but I don't know her like that. And I'm like, oh no, oh no. I'm like spazzed out, right? So like I like start panicking and I kind of shake the spot and like, I don't know where my pants are, but I don't care. I hop in the Jeep and I ride back to the house. I take out about three trash cans when I get there and I park the car and I go inside and I pass out. I'm like, I'm home. I am safe now.
Yeah.
It would appear that upon further investigation of the evening, I had gotten so drunk so fast and I hadn't eaten anything. I threw up on my own shorts. They weren't even my shorts, it was somebody else's. And they laid me in that bed in my underwear. And that chick just happened to pass out also in that bed. Nothing crazy happened. I just fell asleep there. They left me there. And this is all happening like 4 o'clock in the morning, maybe 5. And like I get home and I'm like spazzed out until I'm not. And I'm like, oh, okay, so everything's good. We're all good. Well, like, well, you hit those trash cans. Like, it's fine. That buffs out. It's plastic. I'm like, I don't give a shit about that. But yeah, it was. I definitely remember waking up that morning and being upset that my trash can was knocked over. But it was me, so it's fine. But I feel like any drinker that has made it this far in life and still drinks has a story or two to tell.
Yeah,
just saying. Some are better than others. Some have happy endings. Some have sad endings. Would love or not sad, just less fortunate endings.
Right, right. I'm sure there's some happy endings out there. I'm pretty sure there is.
But yeah, any other input on the carne asada from the boys?
Great time all around, no matter what.
No matter what is crazy. That's a huge claim. No matter what. No matter how many cousins I kiss, I do not care.
Mm. Wow. Well, you got one, so, you know.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, see? Didn't deny it, so.
I didn't get a kiss that weekend. What are you talking about?
Right. You don't remember it, but.
Wow. That's crazy to say out loud.
God damn it.
Y'all made nope. out?
Nope. Wow. Nope. Nope.
That is definitely out of some movie type stuff. Like
the more you know.
That
no, nobody knows that because it didn't happen. So
well, one of y'all is adamantly denying. The other one is adamantly not denying.
And one of us makes better decisions than the other. I would argue that.
Yeah. And as the better decision maker, it's okay. You know, the people had to know at some point. So.
Wow.
It's okay. It is quite all right. But
I mean, I've heard of kissing cousins, but I've never met any kissing cousins. I guess I got
and you still have it. He's just being him. He's being weird, like you do.
Right. Check right. that out. I mean, no. He's definitely a kissing cousin, regardless. Based wow. on the story.
Yeah. No, he doesn't care who it is. He's taking anything he can get.
Not mine.
Sheesh.
So with that, I think that wraps up our episode here. And do look forward to the 100 proof episodes. I think we'll lean into those in the future. It's more free form, a lot less targeted. Speaking of targeted or directed, you know, this was a much needed break from the Eras tour that we just wrapped up last week. And Josh has been in and out of New Mexico for work, but he will be back and we will do more episodes. Nice. I think we have another series on our hands that I am working on currently. And I won't spoil it for you. Just know that that's on the horizon. Another platable size bite, you know, that may span a few episodes. I like those. I feel like you get a greater picture across a few different episodes and it's more palatable because you can kind of break it down and chew on it a little bit week by week. Mm-hmm. So that is really all I have. I appreciate everybody out there listening to us. I know we have listeners scattered across the globe. We do get international listens. I don't know why or how, but keep doing it. I appreciate it. And the more support that we get, the more content that you guys get. And this is a passion project for all of us. It's definitely yes, good sir. Reps for Thomas, who does his sports podcasts. And Josh, he's just happy to be here. Look at him. As he's always. Just, you know, smiling. And of course, there's me. And I just like to keep my hands busy or else I get in trouble, obviously, as you can tell from the stories.
Always.
Do you boys have anything before we take off?
That'll be it for me. Thanks for listening.
Pour yourself a glass, people. Enjoy a good bourbon, whiskey, whatever. Skull.
You know, yeah, drink responsibly. If you got a sergeant that you fly with, maybe don't drink the night before you fly with that dude. Maybe things will be cool when you show up. But yeah, outside of that, that's it from us, folks. Thank you and have a good night.
Good night.